From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo has asked the Jakarta administration to speed up COVID-19 vaccination amid surge in cases. Chief of the Jakarta Provincial Legislative Assembly, or DPRD, Prasetyo Edi Marsudi said. Marsudi told the press at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday that the vaccination program in ports and densely populated areas must be expedited. President Widodo on Tuesday summoned the Jakarta Regional Leadership Communication Forum and issued directives on ways to deal with a recent spike in COVID-19 cases. The president noted that COVID-19 cases in Jakarta have increased sharply, with one of the causes being the entry of a new variant from India. According to Marsudi, the president has also asked the forum members to make field visits to aid greater public compliance with health protocols. Bank Indonesia Governor Peri Warjio announced in a virtual seminar that the central bank has banned Indonesian financial institutions from accommodating cryptocurrency as a means of payment or other financial services tools. Peri said in the virtual seminar on Tuesday that the ban is based on existing laws. He also explained that to ensure financial institutions conform to this policy, the central bank will mobilize field supervisors. The use of cryptocurrency has become popular lately following the dynamic value this currency holds compared to investment products that have existed before despite its lack of consumers' protection. Bank Indonesia is also known to counter the use of cryptocurrency due to its speculative nature. Indonesia's digital transactions are estimated to rise nearly 39% in 2021 to reach 370 trillion rupiah amid restrictions on public activities due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Bank Indonesia Governor Peri Warjio stated in Jakarta on Tuesday, three areas of the digital economy envisioned to clock the highest growth are e-commerce, e-money, and digital banking. Warjio stated during an online seminar on the government's policy and leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic that the growth in digital transaction will encourage economic recovery amid pressures from the pandemic. Digital economy is expected to help improve financial inclusiveness and equalize financial access. Data and cybersecurity are essential for telemedicine to work as they are crucial not only to protect sensitive personal data of patients, but also to ensure that telemedicine services remain online and are protected from cyber attack. The online event aims to provide an overall strategic context and to give guidance on cyber and personal data security. including how to build security-focused capacity over the short and long term in the area of telemedicine. During the event on Tuesday, the UK ambassador to Indonesia and Timor-Leste, Owen Jenkins, said that the people's data need to be protected in order to keep health services going during the pandemic.
The UK, Indonesia, and other countries around the world have experienced data breaches in the healthcare sector. And it's important that we talk in order that we share the learning from those in whichever country they occur. And that's why we were so keen to bring the United Kingdom and Indonesia together in a discussion of telemedicine and wider digital health development, including today's event, but going beyond that as well. This project, which is delivered in collaboration with the Cyber Capacity Unit from the UK and KPMG, is one of those engagements which is underway in collaboration with the Ministry of Health of the Republic of Indonesia, building on the MOU, which was signed almost exactly a year ago between our ministers. A global pandemic, perhaps more than any other sort of health incident, generates a huge amount of data and also highlights the importance of that data being protected. And being able to share data across borders in an effective and safe way has never been more important.
During the conference, a set of draft recommendations was discussed by the Indonesian Ministry of Health together with UK experts and other key stakeholders in Indonesia. The conference provides an opportunity for stakeholders to comment on the recommendations. Implementation may also be discussed as the UK Cyber Capacity Unit is willing to provide ongoing support should Indonesia choose to implement some of the main recommendations, which include introducing or enhancing. Telemedicine can increase availability of healthcare while lowering costs. Now we move to the international news. At least 5 polio aid workers were killed in 5 separate incidents in eastern Afghanistan on Tuesday, forcing the country to suspend its national vaccination campaign. UN spokesperson Stephen Dujarric said in a press briefing. The attack comes just a week after 11 aid workers from the Halo Trust who were engaged in demining activities were killed and 15 others were injured in an incident in Baglan province. According to Dujarric, the suspension may deprive millions of children of protection against the preventable disease. The United Nations called on the parties to the Afghan conflict to protect civilians and aid workers and ensure that civilian infrastructure is not targeted in military operations. Eritrean troops must withdraw from the Tigray region in Ethiopia without delay, UK ambassador to the United Nations told reporters. Woodward said during a briefing on Tuesday that the UN told in March that Eritrean forces will be withdrawing. Earlier in the day, the UN Security Council discussed behind closed doors the situation in the Tigray region, facing famine as crops are being destroyed in the conflict. UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs Chief Mark Lowcock and World Food Programme Director David Beasley briefed the Security Council on the issue. Woodward said after the meeting that UN called for council members to come together and urge with one voice for an immediate ceasefire and access to humanitarian aid. We end the news with the Malaysian government that approved the use of Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for ages 12 and above. Malaysia also approved emergency use for the coronavirus vaccine made by CanSino and Johnson & Johnson. Reported by The Star Tuesday, the Malaysian Ministry of Health Director General of Health, Nur Hisham Abdullah, announced that the Malaysian Drug Control Authority has approved the use of Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for ages 12 and above. Despite the additional approval, Nur Hisham said the priority will still be given to high-risk groups in accordance with the National COVID-19 Immunization Program. Malaysia's Minister of Health, Adam Baba, previously stated that children ages 12 to 17 were expected to be included in the fifth phase that will be conducted in August. Well, listener, that was the news.
Aku lah pendukungmu, patria. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ended his reign after 13 years. He was removed from power by the Israeli parliament, the Knesset, on Sunday, 13 June 2021. Benjamin Netanyahu was later replaced by Naftali Bennett, his formerly ally with whom he has been ideologically opposed for several years. Naftali Bennett won in the Knesset by just one vote, namely 60 against 59 for Netanyahu. For the Palestinians, especially the Hamas group, the election of Naftali Bennett does not raise good hopes. Hamas authorities are suspicious of Bennett. He and his coalition party are seen as unlikely to change Israel's attitude towards Palestine. After the election of Bennett, the Hamas group from the Gaza Strip confirmed that it would continue to fight against Israel. Naftali Bennett is the leader of the far-right party, which frequently calls for the takeover of the Palestinian territories. He had been active in the military and was known to be very anti-Iranian. Naftali Bennett, 49 years old, is also known to be a millionaire and tax savvy. The former protege of Benjamin Netanyahu has criticized his teachers several times for being indecisive towards Palestinian Hamas. U.S. President Joe Biden has congratulated Naftali Bennett. Meanwhile, the election of the new Prime Minister of Israel has not received a reaction from Arab countries. What is clear is Hamas' tough stance in responding to Netanyahu being replaced by the hardline Israeli figure. There is questions about the possibility that has been frequently mentioned by various parties recently, namely, the existence of a diplomatic approach to push for Israel's recognition of Palestinians as fully independent state. What is certain is that the factors of the United States and Iran and the attitude of Arab countries will still greatly determine the existence of new constructive steps for the realization of sovereign Palestinian state.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on June 16, 1908, Belasting War in West Sumatra. Belasting War was a war that occurred because of the arbitrary actions of the Dutch government against the Minang people, West Sumatra, due to the application of belasting or land taxes that were contrary to Minangkabau customs. Belasting War began in Kamang area and then spread to other areas such as Lintau Buo in Padang, West Sumatra. The war, which lasted June 15 and 16, 1908, was initiated by Sheikh H. Abdul Manan, who died in the war. Meanwhile, in Manggopoh area, the war was led by a female fighter, Siti Manggopoh. Moving on to an event on June 16, 1963, when Valentina Tereshkova became the first woman to fly into space. Valentina Vladimirovna Tereshkova, who was born in Bolshoye, Malesninokovo, Yaroslav Oblast, Russia, March 6, 1937, is a female cosmonaut from the Soviet Union. Valentina Vladimirovna is the first woman in the world to fly into space. She flew on the space shuttle Vostok 6 on June 16, 1963. Valentina Tereshkova was in space for 70 hours and 50 minutes and has circled the Earth 48 times. We end today in history with an event on June 16, 2010, when Bhutan implemented a tobacco ban. The Bhutan Tobacco Control Act was passed by Parliament on June 16, 2010. This law prohibits the cultivation, harvest, production, and sale of tobacco and tobacco products in Bhutan. The law also mandates that the Bhutanese government provides counseling and treatment to facilitate tobacco cessation. Well, listener, that was today in history.
Mungkin kita ditakdirkan. mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi said the aircraft movement in Indonesia in the second year of COVID-19 pandemic had been improving by reaching 60% than the prior to the pandemic. That was stated by the minister in a written statement on Saturday. On the same day, the transportation minister visited Soekarno-Hatta International Airport to observe the aircraft movement. Budi Karya explained the aircraft movement at Soekarno-Hatta was above 50% than the normal period. He said this is an improvement from the early pandemic time when the movement was so low. Budi Karya Sumadi further elaborated that the Transportation Ministry will make a policy to encourage aircraft movement increase amid the pandemic. He wanted to ensure that the aircraft movement from Jakarta to some provinces, especially eastern Indonesia, must keep going regularly. The minister said the government had blocked seats for official travels to support national aviation. He said the blocked seat is temporary only for the first 6 months. Besides that, Budi Karya kept reminding all aviation stakeholders to ensure the health protocol consistently to curb the COVID-19 spread in Indonesia. In the same visit to Soekarno-Hatta International Airport, the transportation minister visited the AirNav Indonesia Tower and office. He asked the AirNav Indonesia to keep maintaining the flight navigation services to ensure air connectivity across Indonesia running smoothly.
Menahan air mata. kau jatuh dari surga, kau malaikat yang tak bersayap jatuh dari surga. Sejak kau ada di dunia, aku tak menyangka, tapi aku percaya dan waktu terus berlalu, kau buat semuanya. Kulihat keajaiban, oh yeah. Kau jatuh dari surga, kau jatuh dari surga, kau malaikat yang tak bersayap
Welcome to the new normal. Now we are facing uncertainties. Uncertain of when the pandemic will end, and also many other uncertainties. Coronavirus pandemic has changed many aspects of our lives. If you want to survive from this pandemic, you should prepare to adapt and live the new normal. In the prediction of the new normal, health and hygiene became the top commodity. Fear of getting infected makes people keep their health and hygiene more tightly when going outside. There will be sinks everywhere. Hand sanitizer becomes the most wanted goods. People wear masks everywhere. Always keeps your distance when doing activities and avoid crowds. Also, you should not make any physical contact, even just for shaking hands. Vitamins will be consumed as many as food. Before traveling, people will have their temperature checked and will not be permitted to proceed if found not healthy. Temperature will always be checked during social activities like at malls, restaurants, or everywhere. It's also possible in near future
people must bring personal health document when traveling, or health tracking system at airports and other transportation terminals can be more practical and efficient. Well then, welcome to the new normal.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Saga Traditional Village is an alternative to visit instead of Kelimutu National Park in East Nusa Tenggara Province. Visiting the Saga Traditional Village will complete one's trip to Kelimutu National Park. Exploring Kampung Saga is an option for nature and culture lovers. To access this village, visitors will reach a distance of 23 kilometers to the east part of Ende City on Flores Island, East Nusa Tenggara, by motor vehicle. In Saga Traditional Village, there are 22 traditional houses that are neatly arranged on a hilltop. In addition, there is also a house or saung gua keda, which is only for traditional elders or mosalaki. The foundation of the house is supported by 9 large flat stones that are planted in the ground so that it is sufficient to withstand the load of the house, so there is no need for excavation of the foundation. The height of the stone from the ground is about 60 to 100 centimeters to support the structures of the stage house. While the roof is conical in shape with 4 sides where the roof is made of thatch and tied using fibers, the height of the roof can reach 7 meters. All the pillars and floors and walls of traditional houses are made of wood. The people who inhabit the Saga Traditional Village strongly adhere to culture and tradition, which have been inherited by their ancestors from generation to generation. Another uniqueness of this traditional village is that every September, a traditional party is held to celebrate the success of the rice harvest, or also known as Ngua. The Ngua ritual consists of 3 sequences, namely Utabue, Ui, Ke, Kana, and Keo. This traditional party is a series of rituals that starts from the beginning by opening a new garden until it is closed with the gawi or dancing together during the Thanksgiving party. Saga Traditional Village is located on the top of the highest hill at the southern end of Saga Village. The topography of this village is hilly, which used to be inhabited by many people. But after the great earthquake in Flores in 1992, many houses were damaged and some fled and built houses at the bottom of the hill to build a new village until now. During the trip to Saga Traditional Village, visitors will be spoiled by amazing natural panoramas, one of which is the Murumera Waterfall, which has a height of about 25 meters and is not far from Saga Traditional Village. Etymologically, Saga means an authoritative voice, a respected voice, or an honorable voice. This village can also be interpreted as the sound of water flowing, not rushing, but washing away. Or it can also be said to be the sound of coolness or the sound of peace and the sound of luck. From the above understanding, it is said that from the past until now, there has been an implicit waka or leadership dignity that has been inherited by their ancestors.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi? kepadaku, Tuhan, maafkan diri ini yang tak pernah bisa. Lagi padamu, mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Tuhan, maafkan diri ini yang tak pernah bisa.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about kesehatan, which means health. Here is the conversation entitled Ini Maskernya, which means here is the mask. This dialogue is between Kevin and a pharmacist in a pharmacy. Kevin wants to buy 3-layered mask, then the pharmacist gives it to him. Let's listen to the conversation.
Saya mau masker yang 3 lapis.
Baik, sebentar. Ini maskernya.
I After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Mau, mau, which means want. Masker, masker, which means mask. Tiga lapis, which means three layers. Saya mau masker yang tiga lapis. Saya mau masker yang tiga lapis. Which means I want a three-layered mask. Sebentar atau tunggu sebentar. Sebentar atau tunggu sebentar. Which means in a minute or wait a minute. Ini, ini, which means this. Maskernya, maskernya, which means the mask. Ini maskernya, which means here is the mask. In the dialogue, you listen to the pharmacist saying, ini maskernya, which means here is the mask. In the expression, there is the word maskernya, maskernya, which means the mask. The word maskernya consists of the word masker and the suffix nya. The suffix nya is a definite article. It refers to the mask that Kevin wants to buy. In a long sentence, the pharmacist may say, ini masker yang Anda inginkan. Ini masker yang Anda inginkan, which means here is the mask that you want. To replace the long sentence, the pharmacist says, ini maskernya, which means here is the mask. Let's listen to the other examples how to use the suffixnya as a definite article. Ada obat batuk, which means any cough medicine, oh, ada, ini obatnya, which means, oh, yes, here it is. Berapa harganya? Berapa harganya? Which means, how much is it? 20 ribu rupiah. 20 ribu rupiah. Which means 20,000 rupiah. To remind you again, another function of the suffixnya is as a possessive pronoun for the singular object pronoun. For example, in the word rumahnya, which means his house, and namanya, which means his name. The different function can be identified in the dialogue context. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Saya mau masker yang tiga lapis.
Baik, sebentar. Ini maskernya.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa. Untuk kita dan untuk masa depan.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I would like to present a song from Bali entitled Jenggot Uban. The lyrics of the song is a dialogue between a grandchild and his grandfather. The little boy wonders why grandfather has white hair like cotton near his nose, forehead, and near his cheeks. The boy asks the grandfather whether he has had white hair since he was born. The grandfather also explained that his hair only turns gray when he gets old. Well, listener, here is the song Jenggot Uban by Emoni. Enjoy!
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
We end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Twitter, at voindonesia. And our email address, voi@voinews.id.